Lola. Everybody
blames it on Lola.
Hey guys, we're back with the Sweat Angel Formula, and we're here today in our gym. We just got done with 19.1 from the CrossFit Open, and we're here to talk to you a little bit today about that and some other fitness things and just sort of chill out for a little bit. Today we have some guests. We have some of the staff from Sweat Angel, and I'll start here. We have London. There you go. We got Mike T, Mr. Whispers himself. So if you have a hard time hearing him, it's because he speaks in a different tone. Like a dog whistle tone. We have we have Bone, who's still got the Frank cough from 19.1. She kept it fancy today with her tuxedo t-shirt.
It's dirty, don't look at me.
It's full of paint.
We have Jackson. Say hi, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Okay. And we have Kristen, of course. And on the very end there, we have Lolita with her cat ears. So if you're watching the vlog, you can see this. If you're listening through our podcast, obviously you're just going to have to use your imagination. But so today we just got done with the 19.1. For those of you who don't know, it's one of the first workout of the CrossFit Open. There's five workouts, 5 weeks. So if you're new to our podcast or our vlog, you'll see that we're going to talk a little about CrossFit and fitness in general. But let's just hear kind of your thoughts on how the workout went today with our gym and how you think it's going, you know, maybe across the world. What do you think, Chris?
I was not looking forward to this workout, mainly because of the rower. I'm not a strong rower. So I knew for myself, I had to kind of keep the pace and try to go unbroken on the wall ball shots so I could make up time there. So that was my strategy, and I was able to accomplish that. But my legs were pretty smoked. Last probably 3 minutes, I really wanted to quit. But I kept going. So
did Corinne beat you by one rep?
Corinne did beat me by one rep, and I told her I was going to redo it tomorrow to beat her, and she said she's going to take all the batteries out of all the rowers, so I can't do it. But no, she definitely earned that win. She's strong at those movements, and I'm surprised she didn't beat me by more, to be honest with you. So. And you beat me, too,
that
which
was luck.
Sucks because you never win in day-to-day. I always kick your ass, but
I hate training.
You have competition. So
I hate training, but I like competition. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, four more weeks.
We're going to jump, but you're working out.
Mike said something really good earlier. We were talking while we were mopping up, and he said something about what he liked about it. What was that again, Mike?
It brings out the best in people. So like.
But you said, first of all, it was what?
It's a pain in the ass for us, the coaches and the people actually like running it, but it's good for everybody else.
So I think it's
like,
awesome, yeah.
We had a lot of people show up today, which was awesome. Everybody cheering each other on. I saw people that don't normally push themselves really hard. And,
it's like long-term return for us.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot to do the day, but then it changes our athletes and makes them more coachable.
And I think they understand like the intensity and the purpose behind CrossFit and why it works and, you know, so.
So let's make a distinction real fast. Like CrossFit is just one thing we do in here. We love it. We, you know, I know we change our name to Sweat Angel Fitness just to sort of maybe put out there that we offer a lot of different things. CrossFit is definitely – I just love the aspect of just how hard you can go and you can do it as a team. But, you know, in definitely things like the Open bring out the best in people. You know, so I think that aspect of it is awesome. And I think what's lacking, what Mike said, was some of the intensity sometimes in the workouts. And that's what makes CrossFit so potent. And I don't know, like – you know, like, what do you think, Bone? We have Lolita here trying to tie her shoes, but...
Oh, my God.
Bone, what do you think about, like, intensity sometimes? Like, what do you, like what are people's biggest hang-ups? What do you see, like, most out of people? Like, you know, what do they struggle with?
If they come in here every day, they just do the workout the same. Like, they don't ever push themselves. They don't really try, like me. Can't blame them. I like to do that. But, yeah, when the Open, somebody's judging you and you see people who are, like, at your same skill level, you try, you're like, oh, what'd you get? And then you try to at least get that or higher.
It's friendly though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
No one's
our
like,
judges are always pushing us to like work harder.
You're not supposed to push people as a judge in the judging course.
Well, that's what I know.
Yeah. Ben told you not to talk?
No, I told Ben not to talk. I was like, Ben, don't talk unless I drop the ball.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, Bone was supposed to be my judge. I was like, Bone, if you were my judge, I would have never pushed as hard as I did because you would have been like, keep going. You're doing great. I would have been my judge.
Yeah,
Pat pushed me the whole time.
Yeah. I would have been singing. Pat loves the open. He's a good motivator. And I don't think you said anything to me
the whole time. Like, you didn't tell me what rep I was on. I was judging myself.
19.
She didn't even tell me that. No.
Yes, I would.
I didn't hear you.
But I was behind you, so I would say 19, and then you would, but you knew.
I would just drop it and walk away. I was like, I hope I'm on 19. I don't really know.
You
would say it,
but you couldn't. You knew you were on 19.
But you couldn't hear Mike. Let's see how it feels.
True.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. They were playing good music. I was singing.
Oh, my God.
You did a good job resetting the rower.
Thank you. Every time.
Yeah.
That was stressful for me. Resetting the rower.
Wasn't stressful for me.
Did you go back? Kristen got it every time at the last minute. But I was so fast off the wall ball shots that I had that she had only a second.
You had to put your big boats in the straps.
Did anyone not loosen the straps at all? Did you guys keep them like the same, or did you tighten them? Like,
oh my god, I loosened them. I sat there for a while
trying to get out of them things. Almost fell over.
But how many times did you sit down in this workout?
I didn't, but like I took a lot of water.
Every time you sat on the wall.
Yeah, there's built. Yeah, that's a good point. Built-in seating. Normally for bone, would you say like if you sit down once in a workout, that's a great workout for you?
Yeah, I sat down once. What was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah. Take a sip of water.
6 minute AMRAP.
For 6 minutes is too long.
For those of you who don't know, Bone likes to lift weights more than cardio.
I like
so.
To sit down.
Yeah, sitting down.
Do one lift and take a 5 minute.
I thought that's why today was like an underdog workout though. I didn't know who would do well.
Yeah, I can't breathe during workouts like that.
Yeah, I was super stoked that I was even in the same round as Mike when I finished. So you know, Mike is half my age. Still pisses
what
him
about-
off. That-
The same round as your wife.
Well, you always beat me.
Mike always beats you.
Not always, but like last year I beat him in the first two workouts and he beat me in the last three workouts and he was pissed. he begrudgingly gave me like a handshake at the end of the second workout. We have it on camera. Now it's good. I think the competition aspect is really good. So if your gym isn't a CrossFit affiliate or if you don't necessarily, subscribe to the open model, I think that you should put some sort of friendly competition inside your gym, even if it's like a field day or some sort of like we threw around the idea of like a decathlon with like different events where everyone can kind of come together. We had about 80 people sign up for open. We actually had some sign up today and did the workout, and I think it's super cool that people can come in and just sort of be just their sense of awareness and clarity is just a little bit heightened, and I think that helps a lot with, you know, just your fitness in general and also checking out of your normal day. Like, you actually weren't thinking about anything else during today's workout. And I'll tell you, some workouts during like normal weeks, like on my mind will wander if I'm not pushing hard enough, and I really enjoy that 15 minutes of just only thinking about one thing, and it just makes you think a little differently about life, I guess, when you get done. So, you know, sometimes
you're going deep.
I am going deep, man. I'm going to go deeper. It just helps you, like, just, you know, like things that you usually stress about aren't that important because you can actually shut them out of your brain while you're doing this. So that's why I like the CrossFit style of exercising so much. So
maybe we'll get some more Saturday attendance.
Yeah.
People showing up today, and maybe they'll get to the routine of, people here, you know, 5 weeks of coming in on a Saturday. Maybe the trend will continue. So
yeah,
Monday through Friday, CrossFitters.
Bring your ass.
Bring your ass in here on Saturday.
I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors here.
Felix Gray.
Felix Gray. Tesla Corporation.
Kitty Cat.
Ears. Apple.
Ears.
They're me apples. Excuse me.
Me apples.
Me apples.
Me apples.
And
Nalgene
and the sweatshop. Sweatshop. We're making the shirts. Boom. So if you need some tuxedo t-shirts. And American Airlines. So... So we'll come back to
that's where our credit card is.
Ours too.
Yeah.
So baby,
can we get miles for this? Yeah. We're
maybe. Break. Hopefully they'll
take us on a trip, American.
Yeah, with our tens of viewers.
So 19.1 is done. Anybody going to redo their workout?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Sticking
with the score.
All right. So 19.2.
Yes.
We're going to see a barbell next week.
Yeah,
or?
A couple out of the way.
Yeah, really
heavy
cleans
no
or
heavy
snatches. Box overs ever again. That was good enough for my first open.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do a one rep max on anything.
Not
unless
a one rep.
Unless it's built in like they did last year, where it's not like two parts.
Just something heavy so I can do one rep and stand there.
I perform much better under one rep pressure than like 15 minutes of pressure.
What?
I think that's everybody though.
Oh, yeah. No.
Get more
I would rather go for 15 minutes than lift one heavy barbell, but. All right.
Yeah. So,
we'll see Thursday night.
So basically,
Grey's Anatomy. Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Season 38. Season
15. All the characters are dead. All the characters are dead.
I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, so any predictions other than, like, heavy for 19.2? Like,
Lola.
Lola's taking her shoes off, making herself at home. She probably spends just as much time there.
I think there's probably, I'm guessing, a barbell and some kind of gymnastics movement, whether it's a pull-up or...
We had a longer workout this week, so I think a
something shorter.
You think?
So I'm looking for some gymnastics, too.
So if you guys, like, follow, like, the trend with some of the CrossFit.com stuff and some of the things that are out there, they're talking about more strict work. I know that the guy that's, you know, the founder of CrossFit, Greg Glassman, has got a bigger role in this year. So he's got a lot of strict pull-ups and strict Fran and strict Cindy programmed. But what I want to take a moment to talk about, do you think that some of the accessory bodybuilding stuff that we've been doing lately in the gym, like the focus work, again, you know, we think, I mean, at least I do when I do the programming here, is that I think it's important to sort of tap into certain different aspects of training and focus on them every now and again, and not just sort of be the most, the best at the, you know, the most, being okay at the most, the okayest at the most amount of things. Sort of CrossFit, I think the knock on is that you're sort of mediocre at everything. So, do you think that any of the extra bodybuilding or hypertrophy or muscle growth work that we've been adding in there, you know, and I know this first workout was just mainly rowing and wall ball shots, but do you think it's helped people, like, you know, with, like, leg endurance, with, like, strength to hit full depth in the squat?
Yeah, and I know some of our females who typically shy away from the 14-pound ball were throwing the 14-pound ball today, you know, stringing some reps together. I think, too, yeah, the strength building has helped them, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think a lot of people went up, but they – you know, for those of you who don't know, there's a scale, like a beginner version and like an RX version in these workouts. Yeah. And a lot of the people were able to do the RX prescribed, like, workout, which is a little heavier weight. And I think people were pretty happy with what they got. They actually felt the difference in, like, 4 or 5 pounds, you know, or 6 pounds for some of the scale men. So, and we normally shoot to a 10-foot target, everybody in here, across all genders and
the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah. How about somebody today was like, they didn't hit the wall on the wall ball shot, and they were like, and then they got no rep, and they were like, no, it's in the name. You have to hit the wall. So, yeah, it's not an air ball shot. So, I mean, what do you guys think about some of the bodybuilding work we've been doing lately here?
I think it's been really helping. Like, the other day we had push-ups, and I haven't been able to do push-ups since my surgery. And I went to my knees after a little bit. That's why I was sitting on my butt during the workout.
Were you on your butt, or were you sort of kneeling back to your
heels?
Okay,
this is what happened. I would like to explain myself. You know when you rest on push-ups, you're on your knees. Yes. You're, like, sitting back.
Mm-hmm.
My water was behind me, but I couldn't reach. So I went to my butt to then, like, get on my knees, then I grabbed it, and you guys looked at me as I was just sitting there on my butt with my water.
So it looked like she was just
taking
a break.
Like, I just sat down.
So are you that thirsty in the middle of a workout?
Matt Holland.
No water.
Where is Matt Holland?
Like, how many? Yeah,
my athlete did stop.
I stopped
today, a couple
during
of water.
This workout.
I'm just saying the water's not going to help hydrate you.
I'm not saying it helps. I need it.
Do you think it's like a crutch? Rest. Like, it's like a rest.
So why don't you just take a rest?
My saliva was so thick after the workout.
It feels good.
Like, maybe some water would have helped me out.
It's nice and cold. It feels good. It's refreshing. It gets me.
But it's not refreshing, though. That's the thing.
It looks like you're busy not resting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes it look like you're same thing with getting chalk.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a break. I need
Do you know
to do
when
this.
We did that Chad step up workout, that 1,000 step ups with 45 pounds of weight vest? I took a drink of water like every like 30 seconds. Yeah. And I felt so bad. I gave Michael water and I laid it on his box and he was like, thank you. And like 53 minutes later, he still hadn't stopped to take a sip. He didn't stop the entire time. So, and he was drenched too, by the way.
That's the 22-year-old.
But the water wouldn't help you in the workout.
Yeah,
not
you're right.
It helps.
It was like,
give you a break.
Yeah,
gives you a break.
It does give you a break. This feels good. It's like a moment of just
me.
Yeah,
it's, instead of like, I need a break, I need to stop for a minute. It's
like
I really
doing?
Wish this workout was 30 seconds longer, so yeah. I wouldn't have to waste my 30 seconds. It would go to my workout whenever I stop for water. But
yeah, so so as far as the bodybuilding, we'll change gears a little bit here. What's the best advice you can give anyone listening or our members when it comes to like bodybuilding in general? Like, why is it important? Like, if you're doing it right now, what are you doing wrong? You know what I mean? You know, how could you change it up a little bit to make it be more effective, especially if you're new? Or maybe if you're not new, like, you know, and you've been doing it for years and you just don't see the changes. Like, what, you know, what do you guys think?
Build that solid foundation of technique. Because I watch so many people, like, even the ones that are starting to pick up weights now, like Max sticks out in my mind. He's starting to pick up weights. I can really tell in his workouts that, like, the bodybuilding is helping him.
Yeah, he's a good example, yeah.
But a lot of times I'll see him pushing himself in the bodybuilding to pick up a heavier weight versus working on his technique. And I've noticed that just encouraging him to go a little lighter and to work on the technique makes him feel a lot more confident in his lifts. Mm-hmm. And then he's more comfortable with that foundational, like, movement when he goes to pick up a heavier weight. And
right.
It's better. It looks better.
I mean, go ahead. Yeah.
One negative to bodybuilding, you don't get bicep veins as fast as you
do. Which is really disappointing. It's just... Oh, I got to get into that a little bit. So Mike T, all he wants is bicep veins. His veins actually stop when his bicep starts. It's like they go, nuh-uh. And then, but he has giant traps. But so, Mike, we have these shirts that we wear for our team for this open workout, and it's, you know, and they're cool because you know they show some team spirit. But Mike's shirt was a dry fit shirt.
It looks like a trash bag
because his arms are small. Yes, we'll just say
they're not small. I'm not even. I don't know.
So what Mike did, he actually cut the seam. And he like tapered it and re-sewed it.
No.
So his sleeves are tighter.
Like, oh my god! Like scrunchied the bottom?
Yeah.
No.
He didn't scrunch
it. Sewed it.
Like he did the equivalent of skinny jeans for your arms.
Wow.
No, he sewed it. Like, I didn't even know you had that skill. Who taught you that?
Remember last year I did my socks?
Polytech.
Yeah.
Polytech.
No,
shout out.
Actually,
Polytech.
Crazy Candy. She used to make me do summer school in her house, and I had to sew stuff.
Summer school.
Crazy Candy is how he refers to his mother.
Yeah. Side note.
Who makes the best chocolate chip cookies,
by the way. Yeah, but when Mike brings them...
That's why you don't buy them.
So he brings them in a tub, an old ice cream tub that has like a handle of plastic and it has like a lid. And he brings them and he hugs them and he just sort of eats them over the tub and he's dripping crumbs in them. Nobody wants to eat those after you.
But everybody wants to eat
them. But nobody wants to reach into your clutches to get the...
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. So... Anyhow, so Mike tapered his shirt and he was super impressed with it. Is that like a low key skill you have that sort of like
I'm
you want to brag?
Jack of all trades.
He is.
Name one thing I can't do. Actually, I take that back. Don't do it.
You can't have babies.
Like push them out of me?
Yeah.
Or like...
Yeah, have them.
Okay.
Have
yeah,
them.
Fair yeah. enough. Okay.
You can't have them. Whatever.
That sounded like really
So yeah, anyhow, so the bodybuilding I think is cool, and if I had to give somebody some advice if they were to start something, like a fitness program, I would prescribe like a ton of bodybuilding. Like, just to really create a little bit of muscle density, a little bit of growth, improve tendon strength. Definitely some compound movements like deadlifts, squats, presses, and things like that. And then some monostructural, like, work, like cardio work, like walking, rowing, jogging, ski erg. And then, throwing somebody directly into, like, a CrossFit-style workout if you're super untrained is not unsafe. But to maybe a lesser coach, they may have put them right in and have them just use less weight, but they don't scale the movements down at all. They don't scale the repetitions, like if it's a snatch or making them jump right in and do it. So that's where people kind of get into some problems with that sort of like, you know, fast-paced, intense training. So bodybuilding is definitely going to set you up for success. So if you haven't done any bodybuilding in your program, get on it. If your gym doesn't offer it, find one that does. CrossFit is no longer this sort of badge of honor where you can just – you're an Olympic athlete, Navy SEAL wrapped in the suit of body armor, and you just do as many workouts as you can.
Even if you look at, like, CrossFit's 9 foundational movements, like,
yeah,
you could make those, like, a bodybuilding thing too. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who's to say that you can't do those things and, you know, train for CrossFit still? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean – yeah, you're right. I think CrossFit gets a bad rap on their
– Yeah, getting ready to say that. I think that's where we do. We get that bad rap that, you know, everyone gets hurt. And I just think it's you know, it's just people not taking the time to actually learn the movements. They all they want to do is throw weight on a bar and try to keep up with the class. So that's one of the things that we definitely focus on here is technique first, safety first. Obviously, you know, you may do air squats for the first month you're here until mm-hmm. you nail that. Then we'll give you a naked barbell. And shout out to Corinne, who loves the 35-pound naked barbells.
And those eights. And
the 8-pound dumbbells, yeah. So I think that's stupidity on the athlete's part.
Yeah, well, it's or
they're just they're like eager. Word, yeah. They're super eager to do it, and they want to see changes right away and jump into it.
Or it's it could be just poor leadership sometimes where right. you just let an eager athlete. Well, they just do what they want, and you know, I get it sometimes too. And I'm where you're coaching somebody, and they're like, and you're just really sort of like keying in on like just little things, like where your big toe should be, and the heat, your heels should have the weight in a squat, and even just running technique on the air runners. And people are like, all right, you know, just let me work out. I go, well, this is what you pay, $200 a month to do.
Well, we're not trainers; we're coaches. So like that, someone called us a trainer the other day in here, and they said, my trainer this, and I said, I don't feel like we're as much trainers as we are coaches because we're more of like a teaching facility. Like we watch, evaluate, you know, give suggestions. We constantly are like shaping the way the athletes work, how they move. And I feel like a trainer is more, you know, set your reps, set your sets, get you going, right. Tell you what to do. Not really to like coach you better as an athlete. So sometimes I think that misconception of I didn't get a good workout in because I had to go light or I had to go slow to get my technique right. Sort of throws off people and they feel like it wasn't what they expected or that they didn't meet a standard of whatever should have been met for that workout. So
right. I'm just saying you'll still get a good workout even if you go light. Yeah. Like you'll just end up going faster and burning.
Yeah, sometimes heavier is easier because mm-hmm. you get to take those breaks.
We did a workout the other night, the partner workout with the dumbbell thrusters and what else was it?
The muscle-ups.
Muscle-ups, yeah. And I partnered with Corinne, actually, and we went heavier on the dumbbell than the prescribed weight. Mm-hmm. And we both worked on muscle-ups, and we said that it would have been a much harder workout if we went lighter because we would have been able to go faster. Right. So sometimes just slowing down, you know, working on your technique a little bit.
So, I mean, in terms of, like, sort of the coaches being, like, really astute and being on top of everything, I know that London was originally a client of the gym when she first came, who worked out in a conventional gym for quite some time, which, you know, didn't have that sort of on top of you attitude where the coaches are really always cueing, correcting. We're just assessing, correcting all the time.
Go ahead.
So when she first, came, she had, so what, yeah, she had a major league attitude the first day.
We had attitude because I don't like to not be good at things.
Right.
So when I came in here and didn't know any of the movements, like I had no technique for anything. And then I have people coming, trying to help me and guide me through with a barbell. And I'm like, I can do way more than that. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I was pissed. I didn't want to come back. I don't think I came back for like a month.
You mean she even moved to North Carolina for like a month? I was like, what happened to that London girl? I was like, she moved to North. I said, man, we left a bad impression on her. She moved.
I'm so naturally not good at things. So, really.
So when you are good at something,
you get mad at me. I hate
you're surprised when you're like, whoa, I'm good at this.
I was like, look at me go. So, that one
why are you
up.
Coaching me? What's wrong?
Well, what advice would you give to a new athlete who just joined up or somebody who's considering being a member at a gym like ours or a functional fitness, bodybuilding, conventional? I don't even – like what advice would you give to someone's coming – a new person's into a gym like ours and, you know, and they're – you know, they maybe have a little experience with exercise but not a lot. What would you say?
Just give it time. Like practice every day. Don't expect to be great at everything right away. Because it took me 2 years to do a pull-up myself. Not to say that I practiced every day, but just learning each and every movement, there's so much more into each thing than you really think there is.
So I'll say London is the best weightlifter in the gym who hates weightlifting. So much raw talent. Just would rather just work out in a group of people and have fun.
I don't like to be by myself when I'm working out. I did that for too many years.
And that's the benefit of group fitness, I think, is that it's not really specific to your needs entirely, but what'll happen is that, you know, you get to – it's enough to get you to come to the gym and walk through the doors and start exercising and working out, but it's – it's, you know, it's, it may be not the perfect, perfect thing you need for your exercise prescription, but a lot of people just need an excuse to get moving, you know, so that's the best part. You know, personalized training and things like that are obviously specific to your needs, but sometimes people just can't handle those because they're just, there's not as much accountability. You have your coach and that's it with that. So
yeah, a lot of people are intimidated when they come in because they think that everybody's watching them and they don't know what they're doing. But really, the only person that is watching you are the coaches that are walking around to being there to help you.
Go under.
You gotta go under it. So yeah, Lola wants to go over the the mic cord here. So anyhow, that might be a good place to sort of wrap it up here. Lola's playing. Grandma was not available to babysit today, so.
Damn, Mom. Shout out
hey,
to Bama.
Where's Grandma? Work.
Yeah, she's there. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for listening. If you like this, please subscribe to our channel. Download our podcast and tell your friends about it. Share this if you like it. And, you know, we'll get back at you. This is a big group today, and I think that it was pretty interesting for some of you guys, hopefully, to hear some other voices other than just mine and Kristen's. But if you like it, just let us know. And if you have any questions, just comment on the on the vlog or
we have a vlog
on the YouTube. Excuse me, I don't know.
We're bloggers.
So anyhow,
we're novices.
So
I'm like, this is amateurs.
All right, guys. Let's thank our sponsors, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace the scene.
Bye.
Bye.